This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, December 8th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. California opposes new water plan, new post-Sackett water fees, Bessent sees resurgent ag economy, and Trump order targets food prices. Newsom team blasts Trump water plan. The Newsom administration is expressing strong opposition to a new federal plan for Delta water deliveries, as shared in statements to AgriPulse. A spokesperson for the governor accused the Trump administration of, quote, putting policies over people, catering to big donors instead of doing what's right for Californians. Deputy Director of Communications Tara Gallegos went on to say that, quote, the emperor is left with no clothes, pushing for an outcome that disregards science and undermines our ability to protect the water supply for people, farms, and the environment. Chuck Bonham, director of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, called the proposed measures, quote, vague, unclear, impossible to implement, or not based in best available science, and said they offer less protection for species than previous proposals under both Democratic and Republican administrations. Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemeth struck a more conciliatory note, pledging DWR will, quote, do its best to make sure both projects are operating in concert to the benefit of all of California. Take note, despite the strong stance, the Newsom administration has not committed to taking legal action as it did in response to the 2019 Trump administration plan for Delta fish. But Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia shared frustration over the reactions. Right on cue, he said. Those committed to throttling back water for farms and cities are apoplectic. Puglia defended the proposal as a, quote, modest potential rebalancing that, quote, represents a welcome return of common sense. Water Board weighs new wetland permit fee after Sackett ruling. California regulators will take public input today on a proposed overhaul of water quality certification fees, marking the first major update since the U.S. Supreme Court Sackett versus EPA ruling narrowed federal jurisdiction over wetlands and shifted more regulatory burden into states. The State Water Board will host a two-hour virtual workshop today to discuss a tiered fee structure intended to improve the predictability and consistency of the water quality certification program. Staff say costs have risen sharply, with fees increasing an average of 12% annually over the past 6 years, jumping 41% this fiscal year to cover staffing and workload demands. Under the draft proposal, the board would merge existing fee categories and assign project charges based on regulatory type, wetland impacts, and level of alternative analysis. Larger or more complicated projects could see higher fees, while restoration and projects with temporary impacts may pay less under the revised point system. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Bessent sees very good farm economy in 2026. Farm groups are looking for an announcement as soon as this week about the economic assistance package the Trump administration is planning. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told CBS News Face the Nation yesterday that the payments are needed because China has, quote, used our soybean farmers as pawns in trade negotiations with President Donald Trump. Farmers need these bridge payments because agriculture is all about the future, Bessent said. You've got to start financing for planting next year, when things will be very good. By the way, Besant says he just divested from a North Dakota farming operation this past week. He said, I probably know more about agriculture than any Treasury secretary since the 1800s, he said. So for more on this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Trump executive order seeks to address food prices. President Trump is leaning into the affordability issue after characterizing, quote, affordability as a, quote, con job early last week. Trump signed an executive order Saturday directing the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission to investigate potential price fixing in the food industry. The order targets foreign-controlled companies in particular. The FTC and the DOJ will examine whether control of food-related industries by foreign entities is increasing the cost of food products in the United States or creating a national or economic security threat to Americans, the order says. You can read more at AgriPulse.com. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said on X that prices are starting to fall, but too many families aren't seeing the savings at the checkout. The latest consumer price index showed grocery store prices up 2.7% for the 12 months ending September 30. The index measuring meats, poultry, fish, and eggs rose 5.2% over those 12 months. It's time for lower prices to actually reach the people, Rollins said. Europe set to ease restrictions on gene-edited crops. The European Council and European Parliament reached a deal last week on new rules for governing crops edited with new genomic techniques, eliminating a major obstacle in discussions. The new European Union framework would exempt some edited products with traits that could be natural from the bloc's genetically modified crop regulations. It would also allow them in the EU market without special labels. U.S. companies are already eyeing the potential market opportunities that looser restrictions could bring. Dan Jenkins, Vice President for Regulatory and Government Affairs at U.S.-based plant breeding company Pairwise, told AgriPulse in an email he welcomed the news. He called the deal, quote, a decisive step toward policy that encourages investment and development of a wide variety of crops that can have a big impact in meeting the challenges we face. What's next? Well, both the Council and the Parliament still have to pass the agreement in a second reading, but this is considered a formality. The rules would apply approximately 2 years after those votes, the Parliament says. Here's today's final word. File a lawsuit to challenge this unlawful federal move that Vance Staplin, the recently appointed executive director for the Golden State Salmon Association, urging Governor Gavin Newsom to take legal action against the Trump administration's Delta pumping plan. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, December 8th, brought to you by Bravo Agrifinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Talley.